for that. 1 John chapter 4, verse number 4, one verse of scripture. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world.
Right.
Now, I love that, don't you?
Yes.
Thank you for standing today for the reading of the word of the Lord. Ye, I really want to take the first few words. Ye are of God, little children. Amen.
Yes.
And ye are of God. Who are we of? We are of God. Amen. And the Lord help us. I don't think I preached from these verses of scripture, but never looked at it in this fashion. I like to preach a little bit about birthmark. Amen. Birthmarks. Hallelujah. And you've seen people that had birthmarks. Maybe their dad had a certain feature, and they have that feature. You ever hear people say, well, they got that, and that's what mom's got, or that's what dad's got. Amen. A birthmark, because, amen, it's come of their parents. Amen. It's a reflection of where they came from. Amen. But I'd like to look at birthmarks here today, if the Lord would help me for just a few minutes. Amen. On some reflections that we have that comes from him. Ye are of God, little children. Hallelujah. Amen. Who is a genuine Christian? Amen. I tell you what are the identified marks? Amen. Of being born again, child of God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. I'll just like to go ahead and get this over with. I'm going to tackle some controversial issues today. And as some of you know, I'm not afraid to do that. Praise God. Amen. And so I'm going to get into some controversial things right here today. But, amen, how do you know that you are a child of God? Beyond popular opinion today, you can't join the church like you joined the Kiwanis Club. Amen. Thank God. You can't go down there and pay some money. Amen. And purchase the freedom or the washing away of your sin. You can't do it. Hallelujah. The only way I know to be a born-again child of God, Brother Earl, is to get saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. I tell you what, this modern day church, they're trying to do away with the blood, aren't they?
Yeah.
But I tell you, you can't do away with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God. I'm getting excited and I ain't even got in it yet. Amen. Except a man be born again, Jesus said, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You got to be born again. Amen.
Right.
Oh, Nicodemus came to the Lord and said, amen. Jesus told him that, said, you got to be born. How can I be born again? Enter into my mother's womb the second time. And Jesus said, no. Amen. You can't enter in a second time and be born a natural birth, but you got to be born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to get into some good stuff. Get your Bibles close here. You got to be born again of the Spirit. Amen. Hey, I'm glad that when the Spirit of God, Brother Shuffy, gets in my heart. Amen. He changes who I am. He changes the desires that I have. He'll take an old drunkard and dry him up. Amen. He'll take an old dope addict. Amen. And he'll lose desires. Are you against AA? No, I'm not against AA. Are you against these clinics trying to help people dry? I'm not so much against that. But I'll tell you something that'll help them better than AA. Amen. I'll tell you something that'll help you better than Suboxone. I'll tell you something that'll help you better than methadone. It's called Jesus. His name is Jesus. He'll dry you free from your sin. He'll take the desire of drugs and alcohol. Great God. He'll take the desire of adultery. He'll take the desire of sin out of your heart. I said it's Jesus. Amen. Calm down, Jason. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. First, number one, amen, a true child of God is one who believes and has received and who has put his trust in Jesus. Amen. I don't know about you, but I believe in his name. I believe he's able to save whosoever. Let me tell you something. Amen. You want to preach a predestination gospel? That's a bunch of hogwash. Jesus said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. That's the Indian. That's a black man. That's a white man. That's a pygmy Indians over there in the jungles of Africa. I see a Kuna Indians that Don Ridge preached to for the first time in the middle of the Pacific. Great God in there. Whosoever, amen,
that hears this gospel shall be saved if they call upon the name of the Lord. I come to tell you, that's all it takes is to call on him. Joe Biden can't help you. Come on now. Amen. Who's our governor? Is Justice still our governor? Justice, he can't help you. The mayor of Huntington, he can't. But great God, Jesus can help you today.
You're right.
Woo!
Right.
He will.
Oh, bless him, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Faith produces birth. Did you hear me? Whosoever believeth, 1 John, Brother Tommy, go ahead and give me this. 1 John 5:1. Amen. Glory to God. And then I need, who else? Sister Dirty, you got your Bible? Give me John. I need this one. John, St. John, the Gospel. John's Gospel 1:12-13. Hallelujah. Who's going to give me 2 Peter? 2 Peter. Amen. 1:4. Sister Mary, I'm going to start nominating you. 2 Peter 1:4. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Sister Stacy, give me Luke 19:8. Glory to God. I'll get to you in a minute. So let's go ahead and start getting these. Amen. Amen. First, a child of God must believe. Amen. And receive. Glory to God. And then trust Jesus. Amen. That's the only way to be saved. By faith, through faith in Christ Jesus. Let me tell you something. This thing comes through faith. Somebody said, I've never seen Jesus. Amen. Well, I can even refute that. I've never seen him in bodily form, but I've seen his power. I've seen his spirit. I've seen him move. I remember as a young child growing up, the old timers used to say, I remember the time when you could see the cloud of the Holy Ghost in the house. Old timers, I've heard them say it was so thick in the house you could cut it with a knife. You ever hear that? I've been in services like that. I remember Brother Earl, I think it was the Lord showing me himself real as a 13 or 14 year old boy. We was having no Holy Ghost hold down one night. Man, we was having church and I looked out across that crowd and I seen the cloud of the Lord get in that place. I said, I seen the cloud of the Holy Ghost in that house. I feel like shouting, hey, hey man, I tell you, that's what we need today. We need the cloud of the Holy Ghost to hover in this place. We need the Spirit of God to get in this house, because if he shows up, we'll leave different. I said, if he shows up, Brother Keith, we'll leave different. We'll leave healed. We'll leave whole. We'll leave without bitterness. We'll leave without hate. We'll leave different than when we came.
Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Woo!
Oh, I'm gonna preach to you. Hold on. Buffy, you see that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead, Brother Tommy. I've been putting you on hook. 1 John 5:1. Listen to this.
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ.
Believeth that Jesus is Christ. Not believing that you can shake the Pope's hand. Amen. And get rid of your sin. No. Amen. Not believing purgatory. No. Not believing in a lot of stuff we can put. No. But he started that believeth.
Is born again, born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him.
Hey man, that's a fancy way of saying if you love Jesus, you'll love the Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Man, I feel faith in this house. Faith produces birth. Jesus is presented by the Holy Ghost through the Word of God. How can they hear? Hey man, if they don't have a preacher, how can he preach if he hadn't been sent? How can we proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ? Amen. I tell you how it happens. You get an old-fashioned, amen, hellfire brimstone preacher that preaches the written word of God, and the Holy Ghost shows up, and the power of God lands in an old man, woman, boy, or girl's heart, and the light of God is shined, and they realize, I need to be saved. I need salvation. I need to be born again, and it'll change your life.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. It is then that your opportunity is to accept or reject Jesus Christ. You can't join the church. Amen. You can't sign the roster and say, count me in. You got to be born into this thing. Hallelujah. The moment I accept Jesus as the only begotten Son of God, I am quickened. Tell me, Sister Dottie, get your verses, keep them right here. What 1 and 12 and 13 says.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
All right, this is very important. I can preach the rest of the day right here, Brother Adam. Underline this.
Yeah.
They taught me in college when something said, when a word's super important, circle it. I still do that. I underline it. Great God. Amen. If this was my Bible, this word power would be circled. But to as many as received him, gave he what? Power to become the sons of God. If you're going to become a son of God, a child of God, a daughter of God, this man or woman right here, if you're going to become a son of God, you have to be given the power to as many as believed on him. Gave he the power to become the sons of God. It's when I say, Lord, I'm sorry of my sin. I'm sorry, God, and I want to live better. I want to live right. You can't turn over a new. I'm going to turn a leaf over. I'm going to start new. You can't turn over a new leaf. Great God, he's got to give you the power to become the sons of God.
All right,
let's finish it. Even to them
that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man,
woo,
but of God.
Hallelujah. Man, I thought y'all be shouting by now. Why are y'all still sitting there? Is this a Pentecostal church? Amen. Great God. Amen. I wish Sister Barb was here. She done let out a woo. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. A child of God is born of God. Let me tell you something. That's why I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. What is the price, Brother Jason? The blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Was shed on Calvary to give me life and give it more abundant. And I come to tell you here today, I've been born of God. I'm trusting thee, Lord Jesus,
right.
Trusting only thee, trusting thee for full salvation, great and free. I'm so glad, amen, that what I've got can't be bought, amen, but it comes free to whosoever will.
Right.
Amen.
Keep your verses. Second point, I got 5. Amen. Second point I got to give you is a true child of God. I'm talking about a birthmark. Well, have this mark on them. Amen. They will be one who will want to do, amen, what is right in the sight of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Just a little bit of history here. Amen. And I know we all got a background. We all got a name. My last name is Painter. His last name is Romans. His last name is Stacy. I grew up around a bunch of Stacys. Great God. Amen. But anyway, I could go call every one of your names out. Amen. And you all got a family tree. And there's probably been a time or two your mom or dad said, amen, don't give our name a black eye. Amen. Don't be the black sheep of the family and go out, amen, and put a strike against our name. Amen. Oh, yes. So I grew up and always wanted to do what was right. Amen. I didn't want to be a black sheep to my family. I didn't want to bring reproach against the name of Painter. But oh, that meant a lot to me, Brother Earl. But great God, can I tell you today, more than that, I don't want to bring a reproach, Brother Tommy, against the name of the Lord. When I get out in public, I don't want them to say, that's a Christian. If that happens, I don't want to get in church and
somebody look and say, is that a Christian? But oh no, I want them to look at me and say, that is a Christian. That, I got a birthmark. I want to do right. I want to, amen, do what is right in the name of the Lord.
Yes, God.
Who had 2 Peter 1:4?
Amen. Great God. Listen. Woo. Amen. Here is the gracious man. Here it is in the Bible. If you know that he is righteous, you know, great God, that everyone that doeth righteousness, John said, is born of God. Oh, yes. Listen to that. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of God. God is a righteous God. Let me tell you something. I can preach all day long on the attributes of God. God is a holy God. Amen. God is all-knowing. God is omnipotent. He's everywhere all the time. He's in America. He's in Saudi Arabia. He's in the jungles of Africa. God is everywhere. But can I tell you, the greatest attribute of God is he is a holy God. And if we're going to get in the presence of God, we got to be a holy people. And if we are righteous, if God is righteous, then we must be righteous.
That's right.
Yes.
Woo! All right, Sister Mary. Let's move on. Tell us what 2 Peter 1:4 says.
Whereby are given unto us the exceeding great and precious promises.
All right, listen.
That by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
I like that middle part. Ye have been given the divine nature.
Right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to throw Michelle under the bus. Amen. Anytime them kids act out in a bad way. Amen. They're acting like their dad. Great God. Anybody ever said that? They're acting like their mom. Amen. You know why? Because they got the nature. Amen. Oh. Hey, God, I talked to my sister yesterday. She never calls. She called me. We talked a while. Amen. For some reason, she wants Caden to be just like me. That's her oldest son. She said, he looks like you. Acts like you. He got your nature. She said, there's one nature he don't have of you. And I thought she was going to throw me under the bus. But she gave me a compliment. She said, he's got my smart-aleck mouth. Amen. She said, I wish he had yours. She said, you've never been smart. You've never been one to, amen, run that mouth and snap that mouth. Great God. Let me tell you something. You might have the nature of your dad. You might have the nature of your mom. But when you've been born again, you've got the nature of God. Living in your heart. That's why I can't sin. That's why I can't go against God. Because I've got the nature of God living in my heart. Amen.
Amen. Woo! Yes.
Wow. I don't know if I'm going to finish or not.
Jesus.
A child exhibits their parents' character because, amen, he shares the nature of that mom or that dad. Everyone that doeth righteous is born of him. He ought to be able to pick out a Christian because you ought to be able to look at the world and say, he's got the nature of God. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. He's got the nature of God living down in him. Amen. This does not mean that the believer, we'll go get into some stuff here. Amen. This don't mean that the believer, you don't believe a person has to sin every day. Let me tell you something. I know some churches teach this. I know some people believe this. But you don't got to sin a little bit every day. Are you perfect, Brother Jason? I don't think I'm perfect, but I'm striving for perfection. Amen. That's what the Bible, strive for that. But I'll tell you this, I don't get up, Brother Rice, in the morning and say, what can I get into that I'll be straddling the fence on? What can I watch, amen, that'll pull me in to things
Oh, hey, I'm about to preach a little bit. Thank God, because I got the nature of God living in my heart. I'll shine the very appearance of evil. I'll stay away from it like it's a plague. And then I'll run from sin.
Right.
You're right.
Woo.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Oh, bless
you. Where was I at? This don't mean that I'm above mistakes, that I'm not calling a sin mistake. This does not mean that you or me is above sin. Woo. That would take on another world and another body. Amen. He never told us that we had an angelic body. He never told us that we was living in an angelic world. He just told us that we had the nature of God, divine nature of God, living down in our heart. Great God. And that's why John said that, little children, if ye do sin, ye have an advocate with the Father. Amen. If you sin, if you lose your temper, amen. If you say something you shouldn't have said, if you look at something you shouldn't have looked at, don't let it go to next week. Don't let it go to next month. Amen. That day, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Say, God, I'm sorry. It ain't my nature. And I don't want to talk like that. I don't want to act like that. It's not my nature.
Right.
Woo!
Yes.
The story of Zacchaeus is a good illustration. Before he met the Son of God, Zacchaeus lived a selfish life. Amen. After he met Jesus, amen, Zacchaeus stood and he said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, half of my goods I'll give to the poor. And if I've taken anything, a false accusation, I'll restore unto him fourfold.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, I've been crooked. This is restitution. You don't hear restitution preached anymore. Zacchaeus said, God, amen, if I took a man for more than he should have owed me, amen, I'll go pay it back to him fourfold. Glory to God. Hey, God, that old man one time had stolen a ladder off of his neighbor or something. Sometime down the road, he got saved. Amen. They got to bothering him. And he said, I got to take that ladder back. And he went down there. Amen. In the meantime, his neighbor had got saved. And he took that ladder back down to that neighbor and said, I caught you gone one time and I stole that ladder. He said, but I got saved and I want to give it back. It ain't my ladder, it's yours. That old neighbor dropped his head, said, you keep it, because if you give it back to me, I'll have to find the man I stole it from. Glory! Hey, I come to tell you here today, you want to live right. You want to make your own right. You will never back say, God, I want to live my life for you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I want to live for him, don't you?
Oh, man. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Who had another verse? Sister Stacy. Give me Luke 19 and 8.
And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold.
Sorry, sis. I read your verse.
It's okay.
And if I've taken anything,
I'll pay it back.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to pay it back. Don't you?
Amen. Woo. Glory to God.
Thank God. Old man Grover Thomas, I wish some of you knew him. Did you remember Grover, or was he gone, sisters? Amen. Brother Grover Thomas got saved when I was I grew up. He was saved for years. He's an old man. Old Grover was born like this. He's all hunchback. And he walked like this, and he never could straighten out. And those kids kids do this kind of stuff. We used to sit around and debate on how he slept at night. But we was too ignorant to understand why he had to sleep on his side. We always picture him on his back with his feet in the air. Anyway, old Brother Grover, he's in bad shape. But anyway, Grover's poor, Brother Tommy. He lived up in the head slab town back home in Gilbert. But anyway, old Grover, He rode a road of back nearly everywhere he went unless somebody knew stopped and got him. But George, they stopped and get him, but they had truck throw his bike back, truck take him home. But old Grover went all the way to Foodland, Gilbert, and had a transaction, bought a few little groceries. He had a little basket, whatever he could haul in that basket is what he would get. But anyway, he got home, and they'd give him like 60 or 70 cents too much money. Hey, most people would say, I'll take care of it next time I'm up there. But old Grover got back on that bicycle, rode miles out of the head of Slab Town. Amen, miles up Route 80, back to Gilbert. And he went up there and he laid that money on the counter and he said, y'all paid me too much. Hey, them cashiers never forgot that. Great God, let me tell you something. That's ways you live in your life. People around you, they'll never forget. Amen, being righteous. They'll never forget being honest. Great God, I come to tell you, amen, I want to raise my kids so that they know Daddy was an honest man. Daddy did what was right. Great God, and he did what was godly.
Right.
That's right, brother.
Woo. Oh, yes, Lord.
I wish I could preach to you. Amen.
Very simple.
I might have to finish this up. I'm getting long-winded here. The story of the Philippian jailer is another great illustration. His motivation changed after he was introduced to Jesus. Amen. They beat him. They beat these men. Put stripes on them. Beat them. They were bleeding. They were black and blue. But old Paul, he wrecked that old jailer for Jesus. He got him saved. And you know what happened? After that jailer got saved, listen what it says. And he took them the same hour of that night, and he washed their stripes, and he was baptized, and all of his straightway. The whole jailer's house got saved, and they got baptized. And when he had brought, amen, them into his house, he set meat down before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all of his house. Glory to God. A few hours before this, he was a Christian beater. Amen. He beat the Christians. But great God, the same hour that he got saved, he washed their stripes. Amen. And set me down. Glory to God. I come to tell you, when Jesus gets in your heart, you'll do what's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
I'm only on point three and I got five. I'll give you this one. Third. Amen. A birthmark of a child of God is he will be one who does not habitually practice sin.
Woo, I needed to get to this.
Come on.
Hallelujah. I told you I was going to preach some controversial issues. Look at your Bible. Amen. Some of you still got 1 John handling. I'm going to read some of it for sake of time. 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin.
Come on.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
This is not Jason. This is the word of God.
Right.
Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Woo! What does that mean? That means you're perfect. I didn't necessarily say that. But what this is, when you're born of God and you got the divine nature of God living in your heart, amen, to many as believed on him gave you the power to become the son. When God gives us that power, amen, Brother Earl, and we're born of God, we have no desire to sin.
Right.
If you got a desire for sin, amen, I tell you what you need to do. You need to get on your knees and reevaluate your relationship with God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Woo. Amen. It is against his nature because he is born of God. Did you hear that? This is the word of God I read to you.
Come on.
This ain't Jason's word. This is a far-fetched cry from the modern-day church that says you got to sin a little bit every day. I read to you from the King James Version of the B-I-B-L-E.
Right.
Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin. It's against his nature to sin because he is born of God.
Right.
Wow.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There is always need for forgiveness and cleansing.
That's right.
And if you say I'm above it, amen. I understand some people now through the years they didn't understand an altar call. Why do you Pentecostals have an altar call? I feel like every church ought to have an altar call.
Right.
I don't know a whole lot about other denominations. I was born from a little boy into Pentecostalism, so that's what I understand. That's what I know. The great God, when the Word of God is preached and the power of the Holy Ghost is brought forth, in order to get our heart in a place where we're ready to pray through.
Right.
And say, God, I want to get some things fixed up. Lord, I want to get these ill feelings and ill thoughts and anything else on the table. I want to get them out of my heart, and I want to get closer to you, because whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin.
Right.
Man.
There's always a need for moving up and cleansing and forgiveness. And if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. John said, and if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Amen. And when we tumble, amen, and when we sin, it hurts and our conscience stings. For we have a nature which does not, amen, want to sin against our God.
Amen.
Stab him in this house.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
I had two more points. I guess you'll have to come back another night. It's already too late. And I'm not saying that we ain't got enough time per se. We got all day. But when the preacher's done, we got to quit.
Thank you, Lord.
I feel the Lord in this house here today.
Glory be to God.
Brother Tommy brought you the Word of God so good here. Then I felt the Lord in these songs, didn't you?
Yes, yes, yes.
And then I come to ask you what kind of birthmark you got on you.
That's good.
Holy Lord, yes.
Bow your head with me while they're getting a song here, Lord.
Jesus.
I thank you for this opportunity today, Lord. We could be in the lake somewhere. We could be working overtime somewhere, but Lord, we're all gathered together, I believe, by your purpose and by your plan on an Sunday afternoon in the house of the Lord. God, you knew exactly who was going to be here days before I ever knew. God, I pray, Lord, right here today that you'd let this word right here sink in somebody's heart. Lord, that you'd meet us right here in these altars here in just a moment, and that you'd do a life work in somebody's life and in somebody's heart.
Yes, God.
Lord, that you'd bind us together, that you'd change our nature, Lord. If we got a nature that's against the things of God, to change our nature, come into our hearts, Lord. Change the way we think. Change, Lord, the desires that's in our heart, because greater is he that is within us than he that is within the world, you said?
Yes.
God, I pray that you do the work right now. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Behold, another place said, Brother Daniel, when I come to him, behold, all things are new. The old man, the old creature's gone. And behold, a new man. It's in me. Hey, it's what I felt on my heart. It's what I felt on my heart right here today. And I'm going to ask that we're opening these altars up. I'd like to see that altar from that side to this side full. We got all kinds of rooms up here on these front seats. Let's get these altars. Let's ask God. Amen, Lord. Do I have a birthmark in you? Do I have signs and symptoms of being a Christian? When people look at me, can they see Christ in me? When they look at my life, can they spot the Spirit of God in me? Can they see that I've got the nature of God living in my heart? Come on, let's gather in here. Let's gather in here today. Yes, Lord.